Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment ?
Radio Cham. Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham ?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur Radio Cham. Nous sommes la classe de deuxième année de BTS Apprentissage Management Hôtel et Restauration. Pour notre cours d'anglais, nous avons réalisé une émission de radio. Dear listeners, welcome back in your night show, Manon and Friends.
Hi.
Tonight we are here with Tatiana, Eileen, Elliot, Alex, Guillaume and Mame. How was your day, everyone?
Good.
Fine.
This bad weather makes me want to travel so much. Eileen, do you have any suggestion where we can go?
Yes, I've looked it up. With Christmas coming in, I want to propose you a very festive holiday place. Do you know Lapland, guys, in Finland?
Yes.
I looked for a 6-night stay for all of us. I looked up some activities to do there. First of all, we can meet with Santa Claus, of course, and visit his house in Rovaniemi. Excuse me for the pronunciation, it's horrible. Finnish is very complicated. Then we could chase Northern Lights. Would you like dog sleighing?
Yes.
Or we could even go with reindeers. Did you know that cross-country skiing is the national pastime?
No.
And we could discover the most beautiful landmarks of Finland there. And have you heard of the Levi Ice Gallery?
Yes, of course. We talked about it last night.
Yes, exactly. For the people listening to us, it's a beautiful ice hotel where you can book some rooms. So to give you a little idea of price for all these activities and a 6-night stay is £950 per person.
It's okay for me.
So back to England now, I believe, with this cold weather.
To go back to England, we are going to warm our heart with Tatiana's recipes. What are you cooking tonight, Tatiana?
I'm cooking a carrot cake. It's a super good cake for the winter. I will warm us up.
Oh, yeah.
For the cake, the weights are 250 grams of carrots, 50 grams of pecan nuts, 4 eggs, 175 grams of brown sugar, 1 lemon, half of a teaspoon ginger powder, 20 grams of butter, 175 grams of almond powder, 25 grams of cranberry, 75 grams of flavor, and half of a teaspoon salt, half of a teaspoon cinnamon, and 1 pinch of 4 spices.
And that's all?
It's a rich recipe. In the bowl of the food processor, beat the eggs whites and sugar until they're whitened and becomes foamy. Add the lemon zest, then the flour, salt, almond powder, and pecan nuts, and the spices. Activate the robot and spurt to mix everything well. Add the grated carrots and the lemon juice. Mix for a few more minutes, and to food processor to homogenize everything. Add the dried cranberry last. Whisk the eggs white and gently fold them into the mixture. Butter the mold, pour in the preparation. Pan the oven and cook at 180 degrees for 40 to 50 minutes. When the cake is baked, turn it out onto a wine rack and let it cool. For the icing, the weight are 50 grams of soft butter, 200 grams of icing sugar, 100 grams of cream cheese and drop lemon flavor. Roll the soft butter with the icing sugar and the lemon extract. Add the cream cheese. Whisk a little to homogenize everything and not to make the preparation too liquid. Pour the icing on the carrot cake and leave to harden in the fridge for at least 12 hours before serving.
Okay, it looks so good, Tatiana. Guillaume, do you want a slice?
Why not a slice of cake when I watch my series?
Which series do you watch?
Tokyo Vice. It's a series released in 2022 and available on Canal+. It's the story of a young American who becomes journalist in Tokyo. After writing an article about a mysterious murder, he becomes censored. In order to understand the reason for his censorship, he will conduct an investigation on his own. Thus, he will find himself involved with the Yakuza clan war. Ignoring the danger, he will do everything to create allies among some Yakuza and discover the truth. So I stop here so you don't spoil. This is a story that I really enjoyed watching. The different things I liked were first the image quality, like a decor, which gave us the impression to be in Japan. In second place, the characters were endearing. In third, the topic is really original. This is the story that I prefer recently. I really advise you this series. I think you won't be disappointed.
Yes, it seems so cool. And the other, what are you watching on TV? Do you have any suggestion, Mame?
Yes, I watch the next World Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is our 223 World Cup is being held in France and will be the 10th edition of this competition held very 4 years since 1977. France is organizing this World Cup for the second time after the one in 207. It will be also the fourth edition with games played in France after 1991 and 1997, respectively organized by England and Wales. The World Cup starts in France of September, the heads, and the end of October. There are four groups of four teams. In totally, it was 48 games will be played here. The opening match will be between New Zealand and France at Stade de France. We have match will take place in 9 different stadiums. Unfortunately, the Marcel Michelin Stadium will not host at a match because it is a small stadium.
Oh, so bad.
Yes. The last team that won this cup is South Africa. It is a favorite for this edition, but France could win this this year. We certainly hope so.
Of course, you prefer France.
Yes, yes. So
perfect. Okay, and what about the World Cup of football? Is it now, Elliot?
Oh yeah, it's now, but. I call for a disinterest in the World Cup.
Oh, why?
Yeah, it's a meeting which is far from the imperatives of energy sobriety, act to the whole world with climate change. Oh. So, yeah, the non-respect of human rights is also denounced. So, regarding to the number of deaths among foreign workers over the last 10 years, so more than 6,500 deaths, 2021, according to a Guardian investigations. So that's the number of Indian, Pakistani, Nepalese, Bangladeshi and Sri Lankan workers who died in Qatar between 2010 and 2020. Most of them were for the World Cup stadium. So not all of them died on World Cup related construction sites, but most of them. Because like among the new infrastructures, there is the 80,000 seat Lusail Stadium, which is located 20 kilometers north of Doha. It costs 767 million. So it's a lot of money. So the one of the Secretary General of the World Cup estimated in 2016 that the total cost of building the stadium was between 8 and 10 billion. So that's according to Arabian Business. So for example, the new metro lines are 76 kilometers long and cost $36 billion. So for a little comparison, the cost of the previous World Cup were 11.8 billion in for Russia, 11.63 billion for Brazil, 3.9 for South Africa, and 7 for Korea, Japan, and France and Germany were like at less than 3 billion. So the cost of this World Cup is about 200 billion for Qatar. So
yeah, that's really a lot.
Yeah, that's too much money for this.
Yes.
And have you got an idea how big Qatar is? No.
Not really, no.
No. So Qatar's surface area is just over 11,000 kilometers square. So that's an area which is comparable to the département of the Gironde.
Mm.
So this concentration is in theory a good thing for reducing the carbon impact of the competition, as the long plane journeys of teams and fans are limited. Qatar's hotel capacity is still too small for 1.2 million visitors, actually.
Yes.
So many of them will fly back and forth daily to sleep in neighboring countries like United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabian, to charter 160 additional flights per day between Qatar and its neighbors during the World Cup. So this is a lot of greenhouse gas emission. About it, for example, the greenhouse gas emission, which is previewed, is 70% higher compared to the World Cup in Russia. So that's a disaster for ecologically.
Yes. Fortunately, we are an independent radio station, so we can talk freely. But Alex, do you have something to propose to relax us?
Yes, I have CBD, guys.
Oh, CBD!
Really? Isn't that illegal?
No, it's not. I'm gonna explain. At first, CBD has no psychoactive effect, unlike THC. These two molecules are quite different. CBD should not be confused with therapeutic cannabis, which contain THC. Moreover, CBD is available in several forms. CBD flower, CBD resin, CBD oil concentrate, or CBD crystal. CBD crystal are highly concentrated from cannabidiol. The taste of hemp is lost and is sometimes considered too harsh. This makes it ideal for mixing CBD crystal into your cooking. Culinary use, the relaxing effect will take longer to manifest themselves, as the cannabinoid have to reach the digestive system before entering the bloodstream. When you inhale the CBD through a vaporizer or electronic cigarette, the effects are almost instantaneous. When you ingest CBD orally, you have to wait at least 30 minutes, sometimes 1 hour, and even more to see the first effect appear. Furthermore, scientific studies have recently shown that when CBD is ingested with a high-fat meal, its bioavailability can be increased 4-5 times. In other words, the effect of CBD are maximized when you eat it, and even more if your meal is fatty. And more generally, CBD is known for its relaxing, soothing, smoothing, anti-stress and pain-relieving properties. Consumption of CBD helps to reduce stress and anxiety levels, fight against sleep disorder, and alleviate chronic pain. Symptom of many diseases such as depression, epilepsy, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's.
Okay, maybe we won't smoke it here, but maybe you have any suggestion of recipes?
Yes, I have two. One sweet CBD muffin recipe and one savory recipe, CBD cream dressing for chicken salad. And we put the complete recipes on our website.
Okay, maybe you can try it with Tatiana.
Yes.
Next week.
The next time.
Perfect. Okay, so again, another night full of information. We are back tomorrow at 10 p.m. For the moment, we'll let you finish the night with some percent of music.
Bye.
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 Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.